The following program contains strong language, left-wing political comment, and a sensitive line.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Alles einsteigen, bitte! Hirn schließen! Das Blumenpflücken während der Fahrt ist verboten!
State of war would exist sooner. This country is at war.
I, your leader, will see you safely through to a better world! And now, a walk in the Black Forest.
Good evening and welcome to 2RRR at 8.5 FM. This is The Walk in the Black Forest, episode 261. On tonight's show, the battle for Bennelong, peaches, selling Iraq, hey Mr. President, and a whole lot more. A Walk in the Black Forest. It's very quiet without the other two. They shall be here very soon. Though on the other hand, I could kind of get used to this silence. Nah. Why the hell did that fade so quickly? I have no idea. Very unprofessional. Speaking of unprofessional, hi, Richard.
Hi, how are you?
Now, can I just explain? Now, for some years now...
Careful!
All right.
What are you doing?
For some years now, I have managed to avoid the scourge. And I would call it a scourge of the McFranchise. I'm not going to use the real name because I don't want to put myself in any kind of legal problems. But the McFranchise, let's not go any further than that. Mm-hmm. Now, this evening, Richard has decided to, what would the word be? Deflower me, so to speak. Now,
have dinner.
Should I turn
have
that
dinner
off?
Have dinner is the... No, you can do it.
Right. Now... So
I always like to make my mark in a technical way.
I know you do. I'm always impressed, I must say. So you see, you're effectively deflowering me. It's about 7 years. I reckon it's about 7 years since... Oh, that's nice. Oh, 6 years, maybe 7 years since I've been in the presence of McDonald's, and I think that's pretty good. Don't you think that's pretty good in today's society?
Good. That's very good.
That's pretty impressive, I think.
Well, not so much so, because people are cutting back on McDonald's, right?
Yeah, well, apparently McDonald's are actually shutting down stores now. So there you go. Speaking of shutting down, did you know that an ant... Oh, no. Did you know that the...
Oh, yay! You never do that. I always get disappointed.
Oh, I'm sorry. That the Boston Diocese,
yep,
now going broke because of all the legal ramifications that have happened because of the, you know, sexually abusive ministers, nuns, whatever they're called. Yep. Did you know they've had to shut 60 churches? 60 churches
really?
Just
wow,
in Boston alone.
That can't be a bad thing.
Oh, well, it's not necessarily a bad thing. But all those old buildings.
About McDonald's.
Oh, I was. I'm going to talk about that now. But that was just
the
a segue.
Church of Hamburger.
A segue. Now, speaking of the Church of Hamburger, where you actually went to and prayed yea verily this evening, now, regale us with the joyousness of your dinner, sir.
Anyway.
Hmm?
Regale you of the joyousness of my dinner?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you want me to say?
Inform the punter, because I'm sure the punter who's sitting at home, now either they're at home...
I'd rather you go to a song so I can eat my frickin' dinner, but another story.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I can talk about it, about it, but I'm in the middle of eating.
Well, that's all right. I'm just curious.
Before it gets cold, because as we know...
McDonald's is... yes. I just mentioned the franchise.
The particular franchise.
The particular franchise.
Does get cold very quickly if you don't...
It does.
If you don't eat it.
Because it's not real food.
No, exactly. Food usually keeps its temperature.
So we'll continue this in a bit.
Yeah.
I think we will. Post-mortem, okay. So to speak.
This administration has made a policy change, a decision that they are going to put all the pressure they can on the Shiites. That is the Shiite regime in Iran.
Iran's regime has also repeatedly defied the international community with its ambition for nuclear weapons and aid to terrorist groups. Their actions threaten the entire Middle East and stand in the way of resolving the current crisis and bringing lasting peace to this troubled region.
And they're also doing everything they can to stop Hezbollah, which is Shiite, from getting any control or any more of a political foothold in Lebanon.
In 2004, the United Nations Security Council adopted Resolution 1559, which recognizes the sovereignty of Lebanon, calls for all foreign forces to withdraw from Lebanon. Hezbollah defied the world's just demands by maintaining armed units in the southern region of Lebanon and attacking Israel in defiance of the democratically elected Lebanese government.
I quote Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, and he described it this way as fitna, the Arab word for civil war. As far as he is concerned, we are interested in recreating what's happening in Iraq and Lebanon, that is Sunni versus Shia. And in looking into that story, I found this, that we have been pumping money, a great deal of money, without congressional authority, without any congressional oversight. Prince Bandar of Saudi Arabia is putting up some of this money for covert operations in many areas of the Middle East where we think that we want to stop the Shiite spread or the Shiite influence. They call it the Shiite Crescent. But this money has gotten into the hands, among other places, in Lebanon, into the hands of at least three jihadist groups. There's three Sunni jihadist groups whose main claim to fame inside Lebanon right now is that they are very tough. These are people who are connected to Al-Qaeda who want to take on Hezbollah. So this government, at the minimum, we may not directly be filing money to them, but we certainly know that these groups exist. My government, which arrests Al-Qaeda every place it can find them and sends some of them are in Guantanamo and other places, is sitting back while the Lebanese government we support, the government of Prime Minister Senora, is providing arms and sustenance to three jihadist groups whose sole function seems to me and to the people that talk to me in our government to be there in case there's a real shoot 'em up with Hezbollah and we really get into some sort of serious major conflict between the Sunni government and Hezbollah, which is largely Shia. So America, my country, without telling Congress, using funds not appropriated, I don't know where, but my sources believe much of the money obviously came from Iraq, where there's all kinds of piles of loose money, pools of cash that could be used for covert operations. We are simply in a situation where this president is really taking his notion of executive privilege to the absolute limit here, running covert operations, using money that was not authorized by Congress, supporting groups indirectly that are involved with the same people that did 9/11. And we should be arresting these people rather than looking the other way. Under Rumsfeld, we were running operations all over the world with who knows what money and who knows what authority, because most of those operations were not briefed to the intelligence committees. And the Pentagon has basically been open about it and saying, hey, this is military stuff. It has nothing to do with CIA operations. We have nothing to do with that. We're running military operations, and the president has the authority to do this. I understand this is very serious stuff, and my magazine understands this is very serious stuff. And we have really taken a lot of time with this story and couched it in as carefully as we could and with all the caveats. This is serious business.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. And speaking of which, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. That would help turn me on. I like being turned on.
I wasn't. Well, let's not go into that now. That's why, of course.
This is the new Wubbup. This is. We all rock up 10 minutes after each other. it's a staggered turn up.
One day, we're all going to rock up 10 minutes after the show starts.
Exactly.
That's existential of it.
Well, the problem is then we haven't heard the intro, so we won't know what's on the show. That'd be really hard.
I'm waiting for the next guy to turn up. Who is it?
I don't know.
Is it going to be a surprise?
I don't know. I don't think Matt Curley. Well, it's definitely not Alex.
No.
And it certainly ain't going to be Matt Curley.
No, probably not.
No. But you never know.
To follow on from where we were before, Richard's actually been to McFranchise this evening. Of course, I destroyed my illusion before by sticking my foot in my mouth. But he has been to McFranchise.
Did it taste good?
Actually, surprisingly, yes.
Was it satisfactory for the foot? Did the foot get off?
The foot always gets off.
Oh, that's my
surprise. It's strange, really. Now, of course, Richard's actually tucking into his McFranchise burger as we speak.
Yeah, but do you want me to explain why?
I am curious to explore. I should just explain to Pete, I haven't actually had to smell McFranchise for about 6 years now.
I wear the aftershave.
Oh, is that what that is?
I can attest to that.
I thought you just squeezed a cow on your neck.
Well, that's how they get it. It's essence of squeezed cow.
But is it a real cow?
I thought it was essence of Pete.
It may well be. No, I'm not going to go there.
Let's not go there.
I was going to say, that's why it has a unique colour.
Now,
ladies and
gentlemen. And you had butter chicken, so I'm completely stuffed.
You straight
stuffed.
Into it, aren't you? Straight into it.
Hell yeah.
You've got three pending stories to finish off, and you're still straight into it.
Do them. Please.
No.
Be my guest. No. Be my guest.
All three of them are Where's Pete?
Be my guest.
Be my guest. I can tell you why I'm eating this crap.
Sure, go for it.
In my personal opinion.
Yeah, okay,
Opinion. So my car battery went flat, right?
Oh, yeah.
My battery went flat, and called the NMA.
And they delivered it?
They
great
did.
Service. That's an awesome that's franchise.
Exactly. Would you like a lettuce roll?
Yeah.
I said, no, thanks.
No.
So I started
my car.
One
of those stinking vegetarians.
And then, as per usual, now you got to let it run for half an hour.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I've got to be here. Mm-hmm. Where can I stop to get food where I don't have to turn my engine off?
Food, and I'm putting that in inverted commas.
That's what I said before, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Where can I stop to get something to eat?
Okay, yep, fair enough.
Without stopping my car.
Well, you can actually, King's Cross you can.
The drive
through. It's not really food, but...
You drove through.
Oh, Pete, you're a smart man. You can't get anything past you, can you?
No,
just get something, but not that.
Not that, no. Definitely not food.
Not that.
I had garlic chicken.
Not food, you said.
From a very nice garlic chicken purveyor in Granville.
I didn't know there was drive through in Granville.
No, there wasn't.
No, that's drive by.
It was, exactly. Now, can I kick into something that's,
Hit me with your best shot. Dun-dun, dun-dun.
Our Walk in the Black Forest MySpace has gone nuts this
Berserker?
Week. Berserker. Exactly.
I jerked it today.
You jerked it today?
I jerked it today, and boy, did it blow.
I bet you it did.
Pete, can you ask me a question before I actually get into the news?
Yeah.
What determines the ordering of friends?
I select being the MySpace master because I actually have no friends in real life.
The MySpace master.
I have no friends in real life. I actually have them all virtually. That could be also true. I choose the first 16. The rest are in some random cosmic order.
Oh, really?
Now,
that would assume we'd have to have 16.
Well, we do. We have 29. We went from 13 friends on Thursday to 29 this week. I'd like to welcome...
How do we get all those?
To the Walk in the Black Forest family.
Did you not check?
The following people.
I didn't get a copy of those.
Oh, yeah, no, they're there. I'd like to welcome the following people. John Howard.
Oh, awesome.
I'm pleased to welcome John Howard to the MySpace page. I'm not really too sure how I'm welcoming. I'm thinking of maybe a dacking or maybe a some other kind of ritual military thing.
Unfortunately, it is a fake John Howard profile, but there is a real Howard government one, which is pending request.
Nice.
I wait for them to approve us.
But they're going to be like in a walled area, aren't they? A walled garden sort of thing?
Considering, yes, they may well be.
Where you can, like, throw rotten apples over the wall.
I was thinking something with a little bit more power, such as an avalanche.
Oh, yes. Or franchise burgers.
Molotov cocktail. I'd also like to welcome Kevin Rudd. The official Kevin Rudd has joined our page.
I went to the official Kevin Rudd page the other day, actually.
Does he know he's going to lose?
You've changed your tune.
You've
changed your tune. I'd like to also welcome the ACTU. Has joined
the entire ACTU
has joined us. Yep.
Well, wait.
Are there many left? That's like about three guys.
There's about three people left.
That's why we've only got 29 friends. Yep. Otherwise, we'd have thousands.
The I Vote Coalition has joined us this week.
Right.
Tanya Plibersek.
Do they have to vote to join them?
No, they don't.
Tanya Plibersek.
Tanya Plibersek has joined us. Julia Gillard. The official Julia Gillard is one of our friends.
Hello, Julia.
Kerry Nettle.
Yes.
Is one of our friends.
Oh, that's nice. Nice to have her on board.
Nicola Roxon.
No idea.
Sure.
Shadow Minister for Health.
That's probably why I've never heard of her before.
Yep, Nicola Roxon is one of our friends.
Do the opposition actually have a health policy?
Don't believe so. She therefore could de facto be the health minister.
I thought she was the singer in Martha and the Muffins.
Ooh, I hadn't thought of that one. You may be right. She looks a bit like the singer for Martha and the Muffins. Not at all, actually.
She looks like a muffin.
And, of course, something which we'll talk about a bit later in the program, the campaign to make Hillary sexy, the Hot for Hill campaign.
I was very much enjoying that today.
So these have all joined us as friends.
I looked at it today. It's funny.
Along with the Trash Pussies, who remain one of our top friends.
Mm.
Awesome, yeah.
This is Matt Curley.
Yes.
Who's one of our top friends.
I don't know.
And we've also been joined by Triple R announcer DJ Monobrow.
Oh, excellent.
Which is Dave Jacina, who does Wednesday nights, I believe. Thursday nights.
No idea.
Yes, Thursday night, 10 to 12 here on Triple R. So there we go. The momentum, the wave that is the Walk in the Black Forest MySpace, which is www.
The deluded minions.
Exactly. www.myspace.com/walkblackforest moves on.
And my question would be, why?
Well, what happened
there's
this week?
There's no blog posts. There's nothing there.
What happened this
Where's
week?
Where's the blog posts?
What happened this week is MySpace launched.
No kidding. You can't just join it.
That's
what
true.
Are we giving them? It's like joining a Triple R. You get what?
No, no, no.
Nothing.
Oh, I can probably guess how it happened, but I'm not going to say that.
What, I just went and surfed and found people and added them as friends? Yeah. no, but what actually...
You're good at ruining the illusion.
What we are giving
one,
them...
1, 2, and 3.
...is I've now added a list of people that we'd like to meet on the show.
Oh.
Which is good.
Oh,
I did change the picture. The previous one had a slightly salacious photo of Alan Jones.
Ooh,
yeah. Which I thought wouldn't want. So I've now replaced it with a church sign that says...
I saw that, yeah.
Jesus says, vote Maxine into Bennelong.
Oh, nice.
Which I thought was quite a good one.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we're still waiting on Maxine to... Maxine is one of our pending friends.
No, I have a question as well.
Yep.
I put in a friend request for Alan Jones. John Laws' missing microphone.
Oh, good.
And I'm waiting for that to get back to us because I believe the reward is quite hefty.
The golden microphone did go missing, didn't it?
It has, in fact, gone missing.
Yes. Have they looked up his ass?
I'm sure it'd fit.
Oils ain't no ass.
Exactly correct. Cloud Valley Riesling. Sorry, yes.
Can I make one suggestion?
Yes.
Which I normally do off him. I'm going to do it on there.
Yeah.
Can you actually edit the MySpace page so it actually points to our frickin' website?
It does.
Does it? Where does it do that?
It's actually listed in our in the content about us. It points to our website.
Can you make it a bit bigger or more prominent? Because it's hard to find.
I may have to get you to do that because it's editing some HTML and you're more of
Oh, dude, you can do that.
You just go to one of those things.
I was just, you know, stroking ego.
You were not.
No, I'm just too fucking lazy.
I've got no ego. I don't need one.
That's fair. Who's in?
He's already got four.
Who's in? So, yes, I will do that.
Okay.
No problems. So there we go. 29 people. We're still waiting on a few more, but I tell you what, the momentum is growing.
It's amazing. I'm looking forward to the momentum continuing.
So we jumped from 13 to 29.
13 to 29 over
the
weekend.
How come you didn't read out all 16 of them?
Well, the rest of them are like the Jaunt Collective, Matt Curley's. And people connected with this weird thing called Bonnie and Clyde.
I don't really know anything about it.
But there were the 13. They were the original 13.
Yeah, right. I didn't say that. I said, where's the next 16?
Oh, do you want more?
And there's one with the hot girl
Make Poverty History, the 07 movement.
The 07 movement, the one with the cute girl on it.
Yeah, 07 movement, all that sort of stuff. Now, the reason this has got so popular is that the Labor Party has actually decided to endorse MySpace.
Oh, has MySpace endorsed them?
Well, I think they have actually, because what had happened during the week was that they launched a new part of MySpace. MySpace, as you know, has specialist areas, MySpace Music, MySpace Comedy, MySpace Jesus, all those sort of things. Mm. There is now MySpace Impact, which is for political members and political parties. Mm. Now, the Liberals, John Howard has refused to set up a private MySpace page because he did not want to lend his identity to a commercial organisation. I think that's because he just wants to sell it.
I was going to say, isn't it possibly used for endorsements later on?
I think he just doesn't understand.
However, there was a Liberal Party of Australia page created with John Howard's photo attached. Hasn't been upgraded. What is also interesting is that Kevin Rudd, as of this morning, had 6,058 friends.
Nice.
He's just adding left, right, and centre. Bob Brown only has 182 friends.
Oh.
Most of them are trees.
That's true.
Well, it's hard for them to type. Have you seen the size of their branches?
That was my interpretation of a... it was actually a piece of performance art of a tree typing.
Take a leaf out of my book.
Yeah. I'll edit that
out
later.
It. So, most of the Labor people have actually joined. Nicola Roxon and all the ones that we've picked up, Peter Garrett and the like. There are two Liberals who regularly update theirs. That is Malcolm Turnbull. Could we have some fun with that one? And Happy Joe Hockey.
How is Turnbull?
Turnbull, he's not happy at the moment. A new poll has put that he will lose Wentworth by about 10%.
That's awesome.
Wow, nice.
So I've got a question. Now, on Peter Garrett's page, right, Peter Garrett's MySpace, does he have his own music as the music?
No, no, he actually puts the John Butler Trio.
Oh, what a wanker. Come on, put your own music on.
Well, I don't know if Midnight Oil actually has any of this stuff up there.
If I go to another freaking web page that automatically plays music, I'm going to fucking punch
you. You can turn that off, it's just wankers who don't turn it off.
Yeah, no, I turn mine off, I turn mine off.
So the question being this.
Yes.
In the same thing, the same idea that you never wear the band shirt to the concert,
yep.
And when I went to the Transformers movie, some turd was wearing a Transformers t-shirt.
That would be the star.
Is it bad for... Is it bad form to in fact, put your own music on your own MySpace?
Not unless it's a MySpace music, which is okay.
Oh, right.
But if you're just then having a MySpace music, they're linking your own music back to your own webpage.
Pete's probably not the right guy to ask, though.
Because I have my own music.
You're gratuitously publishing your own music.
I am.
Yeah,
exactly. Both on my own MySpace.
Yeah, sure.
And on my own music MySpace page.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Nothing like watering down your, you know,
impact.
The joy of DRM-free content. Gotta love it.
But is it DRM-free?
There we go. That was your answer. That's what we're thinking about, that one. The Liberals aren't too happy about the idea. They don't like the idea of MySpace. And, in fact, MySpace Impact has actually got the shits with the Liberal Party.
Oh.
And said that the Liberals are not using their profile as effective as they should be. This was MySpace spokesman Duraine Faraz.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. There's only one MySpace spokesman, and that's Tom.
Yeah.
Who's this Duraine person?
That's Tom's other name.
Oh, I didn't know.
If you go on their profile, it still says they've got 8 friends, and they've had a lot more requests than that. No, they haven't.
No, they've only
got 8 friends. Janet. Tim.
Yes, the little ones.
Mel.
Yes.
Koshy.
Yeah, I was going to say Koshy.
They're all their friends.
Channel 9.
Channel 9. Not even James Packer anymore.
Oh. Now, the Scientology MySpace page, that has James Packer on it.
Now, MySpace General Manager Rebecca Horn, another name for Tom, has said that the success of MySpace Impact would largely depend on the authenticity and will actually require politicians to keep their profiles up to date to respond and participate. On a serious note, well, not a serious note, because this show's never serious, on a more interesting note, I actually really endorse all of the Labor politicians that are doing this, because you know what? They are getting the dweebs who go on there and say, hey, thanks for the ad, Kevin. Check out my new muscle-building site. And they're letting that stuff go on there, knowing that that's not going to look as good, but they are at least engaging. They're adding people. They're not filtering.
So basically what they're doing is just adding anybody so they can then spam them. If they're doing it intelligently, then they'd add the people who wouldn't spam them and delete those posts from their comments.
Which is partially, I think, what they're doing, because they are disappearing, but they are engaging. They're actually being a little less, shall we say, stage managed than the Liberals.
It's not hard to press a button that says approve.
Because John Howard today
decided
to embrace this internet thing.
Oh. Because
we're going to get broadband soon. Yeah, so, he actually launched, he put a 1:50 clip on YouTube.
Oh, awesome.
I didn't think you're allowed to put sexual performance on YouTube.
When it involves John Howard, it's not sexual
performance. You can if it's in the comedy section.
Yes.
But sadly enough, that's actually looped.
Or the animal section.
Yeah.
My father used to call him monkey face donkey ass.
It's quite
nice, isn't it?
I don't think that'd fit on a name badge.
That would be nice. Or on an electoral form. Vote one, monkey face, donkey ass. So he put up a 1:50 clip of talking about...
What is a donkey ass?
A donkey's ass.
It's an ass of a donkey.
What's the difference between a person's ass and a donkey's ass?
Donkey shit comes out of it?
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah,
fair enough.
Now, strangely enough, it's really difficult to tell the difference between Andrew Peacock's head and a donkey's ass.
Exactly.
That's what's different.
Boom shakalaka. Mm. Now, the interesting thing was that it was about a 1:50 thing. It was launching Howard's new climate change policy, what he's decided to do along with giving every school a priest, giving every school $50,000 to put in solar heating.
Yep.
Solar panels and stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice idea.
Does he realise how hot it gets in summer?
No.
That's why they need air conditioning, not solar heating.
No, but they don't need solar panels on the outside of the dismantles. They just put them on the inside. That just heats the hot water.
That's very clever.
Without a problem. It's reuse, recycle.
That's smart.
And then...
That would reduce the carbon footprint.
Exactly. Then you have sweat capture panels in there to get all the sweat off the 30 young children sweltering in 42 degree heat.
Then you recycle
that water and you solve Sydney's water crisis.
I just have to say, with recent events...
We're getting one of those.
Yeah.
With recent events, I want you to be careful talking about sweaty young children, okay? Particularly in the presence of any priests.
Yep.
So just be warned.
I'll be careful.
Good.
So John Howard, this morning, this is his first foray into YouTube.
Mm.
Had one person add him as their favourite.
Oh.
And had up to this stage, 850 views. Now, the view of a number of the more funny commentators out there was most of those views were the media. So, not a particularly it has John Howard sitting at a desk, and he starts it with, hello.
Well, of course he's sitting at a desk, otherwise you'd see George Bush's hand up
his
ass.
Well, he doesn't know how to...
Did you bring it?
I did. Awesome. And in fact, I've actually got it on a disc when we talk about the next segment I'm going to do. Mm. Well, we're going to chat about. We'll actually have, it's the track entitled Howard's Hard On.
I got it. I worked that out.
So we'll play about a minute of his speech. It's, it's rockin' stuff.
Mm.
Well, I tell you what. Him.
For the kids. Doing it for the kids.
He's doing him, Robbie Williams, Barack Obama. They are media giants.
A bit like the Padre.
So there you go. Join John Howard. Join these people on the Walk in the Black Forest MySpace. www.myspace.com.
Hey, Mr. President.
It's a time for action.
This is the story of Governor Mitt Romney.
Go, 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 Obama, Obama.
That always reminds me of the Fast and the Furious. I can imagine the Fast and the Furious guys driving around in their hotted up shitty little crap cars.
Well, Need for Speed. Obama. Need for Speed.
Yeah, Need for Speed. That, yeah. Interestingly enough, I saw the new Skyline driving around the other day.
Yeah?
I hadn't seen one before.
Was it nice?
2007 model. It looks like a Nissan.
Who cares? Yeah!
It's a segue from Fast and the Furious, pussy boy.
This is, of course, Hey Mr. President, where we run through the American presidential candidates. Today I thought I'd actually go for one of the serious contenders. Not that sure. Chris Dodd or Ron Paul aren't serious, they're just not contenders.
So this guy's a serious contender?
This guy's a serious contender. Fred Thompson is the gentleman's name. Now, Fred Thompson was one of the last people to enter the race.
Yeah.
Because he was encouraged by his supporters to enter the race. Now, Fred Thompson's history is very interesting. He was a Texas senator up till 1993.
Mm.
Then he did something that many Texas senators that don't go and get blowjobs from hookers do.
Oh, what's that?
Going to acting.
Right, yeah.
So he's actually an actor on Law and Order.
And he's been an actor for some years. If you look back...
Oh, really? Which one is he?
He's a DA...
Judge.
He's a judge. One of the district attorneys, yeah. Yes.
He's been in movies for years and years. He's actually in one... I was watching, I think, Tango and Cash, or one of those. He's in that, too.
Yes,
so he
is.
He's been in movies
He was in
decades.
Die Hard 2.
You were watching...
Die Hard 2.
Yep.
Tango
and Cash.
Yeah. It was quite cool.
You just like the and I'm going to show that I've actually seen this film.
Obama.
You just like the bit where they're being tortured with their shirts off and with water and with the sponges and stuff, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Fair enough. Just sort of check. Is it Kurt Russell or is it Sly Stallone that works for you with the shirt off?
Oh, look, I've never been a fan of Kurt, I have to say. Nor am I particularly a big fan of Rambo Boy. Mm. Have you seen the trailer for Rambo for you?
Kurt Russell.
He married Goldie Hawn. He lost his brain.
Yeah.
He was never really... Wasn't he also Snake in...
Escape from New York.
Yes, yeah. But he was
and
also in Big
Trouble. Escape to LA or
then he was also in Big Trouble in Little China.
That was a really? Great film.
Yeah.
It's a very good film.
How are you?
So, Fred Thompson is...
Rule of the Illusion, one, yes. Two, and three. Yeah.
Fred Thompson... Oh, she's just leaving.
Bye.
Fred Thompson is the, as I said, Law and Order, actor in Law and Order. He's now decided to run for president. He is the only presidential candidate with a correct and full IMDb entry.
Wow, that's pretty good.
So that's not too bad, actually. So you can check.
So the
it
others
out.
Have incorrect or
just nothing. Like if they show anything, like if, for example, you look up Mitt Romney, Governor Mitt Romney of Massachusetts. Yeah. If you look him up, he is on IMDb, but all it talks about is his appearances on The Daily Show or on Letterman or Leno. Yeah, like it's real life appearances.
Yep.
He actually has a full acting.
It just says himself.
This actually has, like, he's been in a lot. He was in Home Alone.
Was he?
He was in Home Alone.
Really?
Yeah, there we go.
He played Chuck Futnick.
I was going to say he played Macaulay Culkin, but that was another story.
Made that up.
A lot of people did, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did. Now,
Seth Green did.
That's very true. Now, Fred Thompson's official website is called I'm With Fred.
Oh, God.
He's It's imwithfred.com.
Oh.
There is no apostrophe in the I'm. Just thought I'd just confirm that for people.
In with Fred.
Now, a couple of things that Fred's actually been to this week. Fred firstly appeared... I'm just grabbing my other piece of paper. Fred appeared at a Freedom concert this week.
Free Nelson Mandela. He was a bit late.
It's actually a photo of the man who actually ran the concert. Does anyone know of a gentleman by the name of Sean Hannity?
Not personally.
No.
Hannity is a right-wing commentator on the Fox Network. He does a show called Hannity and Combs with an allegedly left-wing commentator.
Oh, is that's that guy. I've seen him on yes, he's the idiot.
Now, Fred Thompson, just to show his sort of legitimacy amongst the conservative audience, has been appearing at the Sean Hannity Freedom Concerts. Mm. Now, they're run across America in the last couple of months. The next one will be held at Jackson, New Jersey on September the 11th at Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey.
What are these for?
The cause is the Hannity Freedom Concerts benefit the Freedom Alliance Scholarship Fund for the children of America's military heroes who have been killed or permanently disabled in the line of duty.
Why would they kill their children in battle?
Ridiculous. Now, appearing there are, funnily enough, some people who perhaps have right-wing free-thinking views.
Mm.
I'd like to welcome country...
Attila the Hun?
Yes.
Adolf Hitler.
Walker Texas Ranger.
Josef Stalin.
Very close. This guy actually looks like Walker Texas Ranger. That's because he's a country singer.
Genghis Khan.
You've picked almost the bill. That's the undercard.
All right, yeah.
Genghis turned up because I understand he had a fight with Kubla. So there was a point where the both of them couldn't be on stage at the same time.
Yes.
East Coast, West Coast. It was a battle royale.
It was.
Yeah.
Slapdown.
Well, it pretty much was. Look, we're going back to the 90s East Coast, West Coast rivalry. Kubla on the West Coast, Genghis on the East Coast. And it got ugly. It really got ugly.
So it was more of a battle between Genghis wearing his, like,
Adidas. I didn't know they did at the same time, did they?
No, you fool!
Ah, dear. Anyway, this is being held at, as I said, at the Six Flags.
And, of course, I should just say, in the centre of America, stuck in the middle was Shaka. It got very ugly.
That got very ugly. Featuring...
Shaka Khan, yeah.
That's funny.
I don't get that.
Country Music Award winning singers Montgomery Gentry.
Who'd be?
Very big country singer by the name of Lee Greenwood, who looks exactly like Chuck Norris.
Wow.
For his biggest hit was God Bless the USA.
Oh, that one. It's quite
and, of course, the youngest ever Grammy Award winning country singer, Leanne Rimes.
Oh, Leanne, what are you doing
to me? How do I live without you? You had a song. The song.
If you ever sing to me again, I will break your arms.
The best person there who will be hosting it is Sean Hannity, of course.
Right, yes,
host of Hannity and Combs. And my personal favourite right-wing free thinker, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Marine Corps retired, Oliver North.
Now, I would never see Oliver North as an MC. Let's be honest, when he went before the Senate, he really didn't have a lot to say. So I don't know what he's going to be saying up there on stage.
I have no recollection of being invited here.
I do not remember.
What am I? Who are you? Why am I here? What is this about? So Ollie North will be the MC.
Oh.
So that's looking really good.
MC North.
If you want to go to that, you can actually go to Hannity's website, which is Hannity.com, which is H-A-N-N-I-T-Y, Hannity.com, to see the other ones that have happened. And they're, funnily enough, also being supported by a number of right-wing free-thinking news talk radio stations.
Oh.
So news talk strikes again. The last one that was held in Texas, Fred Thompson was there, and Fred Thompson did a speech on why the death penalty is an effective deterrent to crime.
Is.
Yeah, right. Well, it means there's less blacks, so that'd be good. Because they're the ones who commit the crimes.
Exactly.
Did you know that?
I've heard this.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Basically what he said about this was that...
Please, someone out there know there was sarcasm in what I just said.
For decades, the self-proclaimed smart kids, I heard the sarcasm, have been telling us that the death penalty just doesn't work. In the last year, serious researchers have applied themselves to finding the evidence. You kill the murderers, they don't murder again.
It is difficult.
That's
pretty
much the gist of his argument.
Doesn't that make you the murderer?
Right. He's right.
He's right, yes.
But doesn't that make you the murderer?
What's your point?
Hello?
Interesting.
Welcome back to me. Oh, it's good. No, that's fine.
So what are you saying? No, he's... What?
Come on, tell me about Fred.
All right. I was just involving Abe.
No, it's all right. It's all the lines have been trodden on, so I'll just work with it so far.
The point of the show
welcome
is
to my
everyone
show.
Everyone has to be proactive about their involvement in the show. So, Pete, just carry on.
So
anyone who wants to participate in your segment
should just turn Richard's mic off.
You can do that. If you want to turn mine off, that's fine. I'm the only one participating at this point, but that's all right.
Democracy is a thing. He says that there's a couple of things that he was particularly...
So who is this man, Pete? You've told us a bit about the periphery. Let's get to the core of this man. Who is this man? Why would I vote or not vote for him?
Well, this man is a person who is a big supporter of the death penalty. Loves Queen Elizabeth II and respects her role as a monarch.
Like literally, or?
Don't know about literally. No. Maybe like Mike's Helen Mirren, I'm not sure.
He thinks that the
attacks on Salman Rushdie.
Talking about Cate Blanchett.
He might have been. Could have been Queen Elizabeth, you're right. It says Queen Elizabeth, not Queen Elizabeth II. Thinks that the attacks on Salman Rushdie after he was knighted were unfair. Has not.
Because he was knighted?
Because he was knighted, has not advocated a slowing down of Islamic migration to America, but is supportive of the people who are advocating it.
Right, that's nice.
Which is about the best way you go. Thinks that Monty Python is the funniest thing he's seen on television.
Oh, really? Does he actually know what it is?
No.
Right.
What else we can tell you about him? He believes that we need further tax cuts at the higher end of the income spectrum in the United States.
Look, that's fair.
Because that funds growth.
The rich should pay less.
He has a blog, if you want to check out his blog.
But you still haven't got to the core of this man. You're just throwing out little odds and sods that could apply to anyone.
What would you like to know? What do you think would constitute the guts of Fred Thompson?
Well, for starters, which way does he lean?
He's Republican.
Right.
That pretty much answers that question.
And
he leans to
being in the Republican Party, which side of the Republican Party does he lean to?
To the right of Goebbels.
Oh, right, okay. So give me some things that Goebbelesian that he would have been involved in.
He likes to use the N-word.
I don't think he, funnily enough, does. He actually is fully supportive of the war in Iraq, and he is also fully supportive of the current moves by Uncle Dick. Uncle Dick Cheney.
What's the
way? That's the way Dick Cheney sounds. fully supportive of Uncle Dick Cheney's attempts to now invade Iran.
Of course.
Oh, sure.
Because, you know, Iran for years has threatened the world. I remember when they invaded Switzerland. It was a terrible bloodbath. And that time when they blew up the Eiffel Tower, Iran has gone too far. The time they carpet bombed Japan, cruel. The end of the war should not have ended that way.
See, my personal belief
is... Has anyone successfully invaded Switzerland? I
don't believe so.
I don't believe so.
The Swiss Babs.
Yeah. Same with Sweden.
I don't know. No, yeah, the Germans invaded Sweden. Remember World War II? Yeah. They're the ones with it.
My only issue is the idea of practice makes perfect.
Oh, right.
So, you know, they've learned from the mistakes of Iraq, and they're going to try and make it better.
Try and make it better.
Yeah, try and make it better.
What I like the idea is that the Americans never seem to learn the lesson of never have a war
Freaking
on two
Beatles.
Fronts.
You know, yes, I know, they never do. No, they've got a war on two fronts now.
Napoleon said never have a war on two fronts. Hitler had a war on two fronts. He lost too.
Wasn't it Sun Tzu, whatever his freaking name was?
Oh, no, Napoleon said it too because he did the whole Russian-European thing. And he was, balls to the wall, basically.
So that's about what I can tell you about Fred Thompson. Republican. A decent chance. He's currently second in the opinion polls.
So he's a bit right-wing.
He's extraordinary. He's very right-wing, but he's from the
Give
south.
Give some right-wing stuff.
Well, obviously, I mentioned the Iraq and Iran invasions.
Sure, but a lot of people support those.
What would you like?
It's a big claim to say he's far right of Goebbels.
That is a big claim.
It's a big claim without any supporting evidence.
He's a fairly regular contributor to Fox News.
Yes.
So that's fairly...
He hangs out with Sean Hannity.
No, who does?
And that's not a good sign either. He's had a friendly interview on Bill O'Reilly.
A friendly interview on Bill
O'Reilly. A friendly interview on Bill O'Reilly.
Good Lord, Bill O'Reilly.
So did Richard Dawkins.
Did he?
Yeah.
O'Reilly didn't attack him. No, shut up.
No, he just said I disagree with that. I don't agree with that.
That's very nice.
It was very nice. And stuff,
but generally, you don't have a friendly interview on O'Reilly.
No, generally not.
Generally not, unless you are far right wing.
Adolf Hitler.
The Phil Donahue one was good. He just goes, "But Bill, you're wrong."
No, you shut up.
And Bill O'Reilly goes, "You can't say that."
Yes,
and then Phil goes, "But you're just wrong. That's just not right." Oh. Anyway.
He believes that there should not be a national healthcare system.
No. You know why? You know what would happen if there was a national healthcare system?
The poor would die. Poor would, yeah.
The poor would use it.
Yeah, that's right. The poor would live. You see, that's a problem.
You can't have that.
Can't have that.
You've got to have a working class somewhere.
I think that's not a bad little run, actually. Not a bad little run.
Bad. It's not as right-wing as you painted him out to be, though, Pete.
Well, because he's an actor. So that I think, gives him a temperance a little bit. Because generally actors...
Are you telling me that actors generally aren't right-wing?
No, but the right-wing actors tend
Ronald
to also...
Ronald Reagan?
I was going to just say Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan actually became a lot more right-wing in his older age.
Sure.
Fred Thompson, I think, started as a really right-wing Republican and then became an actor, and that has tempered his...
Adolf Hitler was in Triumph of the Will.
That's true, maybe.
Was he?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Really? Yeah.
Fred Thompson does have quite progressive views on homosexuality. He doesn't believe in gay marriage, but does have reasonably progressive views, because once again, he works in the creative fields.
He believes in gay marriage.
No, he doesn't believe in gay marriage, but he doesn't...
How can you not believe in gay marriage? It exists. It's like saying, I don't believe the sky's in the air.
I don't believe
the fairies don't exist. Gay marriage doesn't exist. All right. It's the same thing.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, there you go. How are you going to get across the harbour then?
I don't know. The
hey, where did the Kitty Hawk go after Australia?
Brisbane.
So, ka-ching. So, if you want to check out his website, it's imwithfred.com. Let's do our usual...
imwithfred.com.
imwithfred.com. Let's do our usual stuff. Number of social networking sites that he happens to be on is 5.
Ooh, Fred hammering down.
He has a YouTube channel, he has a Twitter, he has a MySpace, he has a Facebook, and a Delicious.
What's a Twitter?
It's where you have 120 words to describe
it's
your...
It's SMS on the web.
It's SMS on the web, effectively, but anyway.
That's crap.
He actually has, where is the figure? I've got it here somewhere. 543 people, that he's following on Twitter, and 519 people that are following Fred Thompson, which puts him,
What's the bet that he doesn't really read all the messages on 534 people?
Probably quite good. Considering, Barack Obama has nearly 4,500. Merchandise. He has none.
No merchandise
on with Fred.
Well, slap me.
And unfortunately, to round it out,
yeah.
No ringtones.
No ringtones. You know, I'd have to say, this is actually bringing him somewhere south of Ron Paul.
But,
how can he be such a serious contender then, Pete?
Because everyone knows him. He's an actor. And fame in America follows you. So, you know, Law and Order is watched by 15 million people in America every week. So his face is known.
Real crime, real people.
Crime, real people, exactly. I hate Law and Order. Anyway, and he's in the original Law and Order franchise.
That's right.
As opposed to any of the SICI.
Yes, LMNOPOs.
VD.
Yes.
Any of those ones.
STD.
STDs. But what he does have over all of the other candidates is that he has 114 credits on IMDb.
Wow. And he also has a very big head.
Pretty good.
So there we go. Fred Thompson.
What sort of movies he was in, Pete?
Die Hard 2.
Lots of action films.
He was in Die Hard 2. What was he in Die Hard 2?
He was the air traffic controller guy. He's in charge of the airport.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was in Home Alone.
He plays the same character most of the time.
Yeah, he plays this responsible,
I can't
tough.
Even picture him. You got a photo of him?
Yeah, I do, actually. There we go. Fred.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Yeah. There we go. So there we go.
Can we announce this?
No. We're going to play this, and we'll come back and talk about it here on All About Frost.
It's the start of a Hitler salute.
It's.
Thank all of you for your time, your suggestions, your encouragement, and your prayers. And I look forward to continuing our conversation in the weeks and months to come.
Hey, B, it's me. If you're there, pick up. I was just watching you on C-SPAN. Anyway, call me back.
You seem to float onto the floor. Democratic Convention 2004. I never wanted anybody more than I want you. So I put down my carry sign. Knew I had to make you mine. Black and sexy, you're so fine. Cause I got a crush on Obama. I wait till 2008. Baby, you're the best candidate. I like it when you get hard on Hillary in debate. Don't you pick up your phone, cause I got a crush.
that your head is safe. I can't leave you alone, cause I got a crush on Obama.
You're into border security. Let's break this border between you and me. Universal health care reform, it makes me warm. You tell the truth unlike the right. You can love but you can fight. You can bull rock me tonight. I got a crush on Obama. I can't wait till 2008. Baby, you're the best candidate. I like it when you get hot on Hillary in debate. Won't you pick up your phone, cause I got a crush on Obama. I can't wait till 2008. Baby, you're the best candidate. Up in the Oval Office, you'll get your head of state. I can't leave you alone, cause I got a crush on Obama. A to the R, A to K, O, B, A, M, A. A to the A to the R, A to K, O, B, A, M, A. A to the A to the R, A to K, O, B, A, M, A. A to the A to the R, A to K, O, B, A, M, A.
That's
Is that you giggling in the background?
No, I'm sure it was sounded like you.
It's my girlish giggling.
So I know what you sound like when you giggle.
Where can we see this video clip of Obama?
That's available on YouTube, and it's if you type in "I got a crush on Obama" or just "Obama girl" is the artist. This turned up in the US on June 13th. Since then, it has had hundreds of thousands of hits. It's I guess the next level of the American campaign utilizing the internet, although Barack Obama has nothing to do with it, although though he said he's watched
sure endorsed it.
Well, he said that he doesn't have a problem with it. It's an actress by the name of Amber Lee. She is a former Maxim model.
Nice.
She goes around New York City and talking about how much she's got a crush on Obama. One of the lyrics, just to give you an idea, says, "You can tell the truth unlike the right. You can love, but you can fight. You can Barack me tonight."
Nice. Nice.
Which is a nice...
That's awesome.
That's a great lyric.
My question is, can he Barack her in the Obama?
I don't know. It's actually really... the whole clip's really, really funny. And as it's... like I read about this a couple of weeks ago, and I wasn't that interested in it. Because it was just, it's one of those sort of things that Americans tend to like.
Mm.
There's a follow-up which is a little bit more interesting with Obama Girl versus Giuliani's Girls.
Oh.
Where they go in New York having a bitch fight. But the best bit is the fact that they keep drawing out the footage of when Rudy Giuliani turned up to some presidential dinner in drag.
Oops.
And they keep dragging that image out.
Why did he do that?
Oh, he was doing a joke on George Bush, and he turned George W. I'm not actually being George H.W. Bush.
Oh.
As opposed to George Bush. And he turned up in drag.
And it backfired or not?
Oh, yeah.
Giuliani will not be winning.
Why? What do you mean a joke? What was a joke for?
I don't know. It's just one of those, like, fake stripper things.
Look, I'm wearing a dress.
It's Rudy.
They're like, "You're an idiot, son."
Yeah. He's a total idiot.
Have you met Fred? Fred's going to beat you.
Now, So what really twigged this was, in typical American fashion, there are now copycats, hundreds of them.
Sure.
There's one done by the followers of John Edwards. Mm-hmm. There's some done by the followers of John McCain.
Well, they'd be slow.
It's called McCain's Mamas.
Doing
theirs.
I like McCain.
There is
McCain. You've done it again.
Exactly. There's Rudy's Girls.
Mm.
But the big one, of course, that's hit the media in the US is one called Hot for Hill. Now, Hot for Hill is now a friend of the Walking Black Forest MySpace.
You can check out the video there.
You can check out the video on her website. It's also on YouTube. Why this was such a big thing was that the singer of it, Taryn Southern is her name, was an American Idol contestant in Series 3.
Oh.
As someone on American television described her, she got eliminated at the "I was in American Idol and all I got was this fucking T-shirt" stage. So it was about the top 50.
One.
It is. Yeah, she missed one before.
Two.
You know that for sure.
It is a lesbian ode. to Hillary Clinton.
But is it really? I mean, she's saying a crush, but she doesn't mean she's going to...
Does she say I want to barack you tonight?
She doesn't say I want to barack you tonight. She does mention that she has a beautiful derriere.
Mm.
She mentions how much she loves her thighs.
And
the killer line, I know you're not gay, but I'm hoping for bi. Space. Lingual. Now, that has enough, shall we say, lesbian overtones to it to indicate that there's a little bit of love. Now, what I found really fascinating was I was doing some reading on the comments on YouTube about this.
Sure.
And the usual comments, you know, Taryn, are you single? I love you, all this sort of stuff. But one guy said, this just shows why you should not vote for the Democrats during the next election, because the Nazi sympathizer, Hillary Clinton, I'm quoting a YouTube comment. You want to go and check it out? It's there. The Nazi sympathizer, Hillary Clinton. Now, I don't know how they got that, but anyway. Would stoop to using a pornographic model. By that, he means that she's done semi-nude shots for Maxim and for FHM.
I've been looking those up.
And I thought you'd already have them.
Probably do.
That's what he means. I'll look them up in his cache.
Exactly.
Oh, so that's the one.
Oh, that's her. And also because in the clip she's actually a school teacher in front of a group of school kids and stooping to the abuse, hinting that this whole thing was actually a pedophilic setup, stooping to the abuse of children. So
how bizarre.
So it's quite funny, or not funny. It's actually quite tragic, really, that they've gone to this extent. So. This has actually generated an enormous amount of publicity in the United States, both for Barack Obama and for...
Hillary.
And for Hillary. What I'd like to see in this country is songs for John Howard and songs for Kevin Rudd.
Mm.
Now, actually, I will get you on that disc to quickly move to track three. I've prepared a very short excerpt of a John Howard song.
Mm.
I could only do what I could use at work, which was nothing. So I've really just, to completely blow the illusion of this, just taken some John Howard voices and put some production music underneath it. But I'm going to give you a roughly 1 minute run at what sort of thing that to demonstrate, I think, the charisma of why you should have a hard-on for Howard.
Good morning. Australian action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions since 1990. Led by my government, will prevent about 87 million tonnes of climate-changing carbon a year entering the atmosphere by 2010. That's a massive reduction.
And it just goes on and on like that, really.
Right.
As I said,
that's great, Pete. Can you get that on YouTube?
You will be able to tonight. I'll put up a clip and have it there. You can actually get the text on YouTube. That was John Howard's speech. His first foray into YouTube. Where he gave solar panels to all schools.
Oh, isn't that nice?
So what we want to have on our walk buildings
to put them on, the kids are going to put them on their back and walk around.
Abe's a master at this. Abe's a master and certainly does a job marginally better than that. I was just underplaying you.
All right, thanks.
Would you like to be overplayed?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
No.
So we want people to submit. They only have to be 30 seconds long.
Mm.
Your Rudd and Obama song, Rudd and Howard songs.
Yep.
We want a song for Rudd and we want a song for Howard. You can sing it into your own little microphone. You can mix it. You can use whatever you want. We want your Rudd and Howard songs on this very program.
Hey, little Johnny, you're my man. Lying a lot in the southern land. Something like that.
We want to get your feeling for this. You can lodge them. As any file format that is actually an audio file format, which would help.
Please don't make it a text document.
You can send it to... Oh, yeah, we can play that. You could send it to... I'll start again, and I'll get that correct. You can send it to Howard at walkblackforest.org.
Yep.
That's Howard@walkblackforest.org or Rudd@walkblackforest.org. So... That's Howard@walkbyforest.org or Rudd@walkbyforest.org. We will play every entry on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
We'll guarantee to play every entry on the show. We don't care about professionality. It's not about that. We just want some tributes in song to John Howard and to Kevin Rudd, a little like this one.
There is no way on earth that we would contemplate during the life of this government introducing a GST. We'll be right back.
it's a balancing act. Violence to the democratic process. But well, it's a balancing act. Violence to the democratic process.
Honest John is your disguise, but I see truck stickers in your eyes. Your 10-point plan has stopped the Maoris. I hope you die in some kind of hurry. John Howard, you fucking cunt. John Howard, you bloody liar. John Howard, you full of shit. John Howard, why don't you get fucked. John Howard, you fucking cunt. John Howard, you bloody liar. John Howard, you full of shit. John Howard, why don't you get fucked?
I wish I left today. Never ever, never ever, never ever. Never ever, never ever, never ever.
Tell me about your GST and what the fuck is gonna do for me. Parallel imports, the Telstra sale. Oh, I'm coming your mouth, checks in the mail. John Howard, you fucking cunt. John Howard, you bloody liar. John Howard, you full of shit. John Howard, why don't you get fucked. John Howard, you fucking cunt. John Howard, you bloody liar. John Howard, you're full of shit, John Howard. Why don't you get fucked, John Howard? You're a fucking cunt, John Howard. You're a bloody liar, John Howard. You're full of shit, John Howard. Why don't you get fucked, John Howard? You're a fucking cunt, John Howard. You're a bloody liar, John Howard. You're full of shit.
Now, I should actually announce that if you want to find all three of these clips, or two of them actually, I've got a crush on Obama and Obama Girl versus Giuliani Girl. You can go to YouTube to get them, or you can go to the people that put them together, a great American politics blog and video blogging site called barelypolitical.com. They've got a pile of stuff up there like that. So well worth having a look at that one. There we go. That's all I'm going to talk about that.
And so while on the subject of politics... That was a segue.
That was a good segue.
Benelong is a marginal Liberal seat, held by John Howard since 1974.
History is against us when it comes to winning this election.
I feel it's the best thing that I can do to help Kevin Rudd become the country's next Prime Minister.
When I get news like that, my only reaction is to determine and resolve to work even harder. Beyond that, I don't really have any further commentary.
This is not about John Howard. This is not about Maxine McHugh. It is about Australia making a clear-cut decision, a once-in-a-generation decision about the kind of country we have, about how we want to use the present prosperity.
I'm not grumpy. I just know what games you fellas play.
This is the battle for Benelong, ladies and gentlemen. We were actually just discussing politics before about a potential Costello run for power.
It'll happen.
And he'll be jumping hurdles.
It wouldn't happen.
I reckon, I'm betting it will. I'm going
with
Abe.
With Joe Hockey's deputy.
Yep. How much you want to bet?
I would put money on it.
Yeah, I'd put money on it too.
I'd put $5 on it. That's a lot for me.
I'd put $1.52.
I'll take both your bets.
Yep.
And that's, what's that,
5.62. So rounded down to 6.50.
Hold on a minute. Why am I putting $5 in? You win twice as much as I do. More.
Because I have greater commitments. It's my mortgage on my house in the hills.
Yeah, but he'll only win $1.50.
That's true.
How much do I win?
$5.
Oh, that's
the risk. You take the risk, you win the thing.
I don't know anything about betting.
Battle for Benelong, ladies and silly. Gentlemen.
Are you taking my bet that he's going to lose, though?
Oh, no, I'm taking the bet. Oh, that one. I'm still going to get to that in a second.
Will you take the bet that the Liberal Party will lose? Because that's my bet.
No, see, I don't think that's good karma, man. Seriously.
That's not going to happen.
You can't put it out there.
No. I will actually say that, once again, we want to get your 30-second songs about Howard and Rudd. You can send them to either howard@myspace.com. Sure. Howard at warpoforest.org and MySpace at warpoforest.org.
Yeah, you can.
Now, Battle for Benelong this week was interesting. The news poll came out this week, which A, showed that John Howard's, the love of Sydney with John Howard is fading. You know, it does after a while. You get bored. Same bum.
You do.
what the
Donkey ass.
Monkey face, donkey ass. Thank you very much. That got me out of that one. You're a good man. John Howard, the current news poll has...
Anytime you need a leg up.
Yeah, that always helps. News poll currently has the primary vote of the Liberal Party in New South Wales at 39%.
Yep.
Uh-huh. It's a bit higher in Queensland, 42, 46 in... Victoria, sorry, 42. Queensland, 46. South Australia, 44. And West Australia, 50.
And Labor?
Labor is...
Is that Liberals or the...
That's the Liberals. And Labor then, primary vote at 45, I believe, in New South Wales. Now,
so that was the Liberals, not Coalition.
That was the Coalition.
Oh, the Coalition.
Coalition vote, yeah.
It includes the National Party, which has quite a high vote in the country areas of New South Wales.
Which gives the current Parliament, it gives the, if the polls were reflected in the election held today, it would reduce the Liberals in Parliament from 89 seats to 42. I believe that would be a decimation.
Yes, I think it
That'd
would.
That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it?
So, at that point, you could...
Including Bennelong?
Ah, now that's... Thank you for raising that.
No worries, Pete. Now, is that a segue, Abe?
Yes.
Now, Bennelong currently has a margin of 4% after the redistribution, leaving it notionally Liberal, but it has a margin of 4% towards a margin of 4% towards the Liberals. It was a lot lower because of the improvement or the inclusion of East of Ermington in the electorate. The current forecast is that Maxine McHugh will win Bennelong with a majority of 8.2%.
Wow.
Making it a reasonably safe seat for Labor.
That's a fairly large
That's
route.
That's pretty good.
So let's look at how this compares to some of the other seats in the area.
Sure.
Mitchell, which is the seat where right-wing uber-Nazi Alex Hawke has been parachuted into.
Yes, otherwise known as the Hills.
Yep. Will currently have a margin, which is currently at 20.7%, one of the safest Liberal seats. Mm. It'll actually make it marginal.
Wow.
It'll stay Liberal, but it'll be marginal.
Because that was the safety seat that Howard would supposedly get.
If so he, all he, what he's going to get is... Now, my question...
He would get a safe Labor seat as well.
Yeah, exactly. My question has to be, though, imagine this, right? So, okay, Howard loses and the Liberals win.
Yes.
Which is a potential scenario.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Howard loses, Liberals win. Now, it's going to take a few months to parachute Howard into... a safe seat.
Yes.
Mm. You know, Alex Hawke has to resign. Have to wait till Parliament sits. Alex Hawke has to resign.
Yep.
A by-election has to be held.
Yep.
That has to be proclaimed.
And then he'll have to kick Costello out of the leadership.
That's my point.
Good luck.
Someone else is going to be Prime Minister. That's not Johnny.
Nah.
So I don't think the parachuting thing's going to happen.
Kevin.
I'd like to see John Howard lose an election.
Now, a couple of other seats that are interesting. One is North Sydney, which is Happy Joe's seat.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Joe Hockey's running against ex-ABC weatherman Mike Bailey.
Happy Joe.
He currently has a margin of 10%. They suspect... This was on seat-by-seat polling, by the way. This isn't the swing migrated across.
Mm.
This is seat-by-seat polling. Has a Labor majority of 2.1%.
Mm. Hockey will retain the seat.
Hockey will retain the seat, but I think just. Wentworth, which is...
Well, what they'll do is they'll put a whole lot of independents into the seat who aren't actually independents. That's the way they'll do it, because they need to keep Hockey in.
So they'll pump it with right-wing independents
who'll
split the vote and send the preferences their way.
Because the Greens actually might give their preference to the Liberals in that particular
I doubt it. They'll give it to Bailey, I suspect.
I don't know.
He's an environmentalist. More so than many of the other party members of the Labor Party, except maybe Garrett and Albanese. They're much more left wing environment than anyone else.
He's not an environmentalist. He's a meteorologist.
Mike Bailey is a meteorologist. and there's a cream for that too. Wentworth, which is the seat of Max Turnbull. What did I say, Max Turnbull?
Yeah,
Max Turnbull.
Malcolm Turnbull.
Yes.
He currently holds with a margin of 2.6%. That's going to go to Labor with a 9.6% majority. I suspect he may lose that seat.
I'm not surprised, but I think they might find somewhere else for him.
And one of the
head of Macquarie Bank.
Blue ribbon Liberal seats, actually not in New South Wales, but in Victoria, which is Kooyong, the seat that was Robert Menzies' old seat.
Ooh.
Was then held by Andrew Peacock, has never been out of Liberal hands since 1901. Looks like it will, and currently is held by probably the only voice of conscience in the Liberal Party, Petro Giorgio. Looks like it will actually swing to Labor with a 0.6% of a majority.
I actually wonder whether Petro's going to jump teams before the election.
Quite possibly.
Now, interestingly enough, does it have Eden Monaro on there?
No, I did, but I cut Eden Monaro out, which is okay. Which is the bellwether seat held by Gary Nann.
Yes. So curious, because that's usually one they say is the turner.
Yes.
But now, actually, there's a seat in, I think it's Brisbane, it's a big seat in Queensland, which is now the seat which says who will win the election.
So generally, what's happened with Eden Monaro, for those of you who are not in Australia or don't know the system, is that whatever party has formed government holds Eden Monaro.
By coincidence. It's not they don't have to.
But it's been coincidence ever since. Now, John Howard also, as we mentioned before, has actually taken to the social networking sites. He'll actually be getting a rating soon on our American presidential rating system. There is no Howard MySpace. There is a Liberal Party MySpace. He's now using YouTube. We heard a little extract of that before. But there is a very well-constructed John Howard MySpace. If you just type in John Howard MySpace, he actually comes up. Or you go to our website because he's actually on our top friends. Tell me if you think this is... I'm just going to read a little one of the blog posts. And tell me if you think this is the real John Howard. I'm a little bit unsure. To my fellow Australians, I'd like to take this opportunity to address some of the concerns that have been raised in regards to my government's impending invasion of Indigenous communities in the Northern Territory.
That sounds him. Yeah, I think
it is with deep frustration that I must reject claims that the planned invasion of Indigenous communities is racist. My government is, of course, aware that the same problems experienced in Indigenous communities are also prevalent in mainstream Australia. However, the reason my government is intervening in Indigenous communities when it does not intervene in churches where the sexual abuse of children occurs, for example, is not one of race. Rather, it is due to my firm belief that if Indigenous Australians are to overcome their own inferiority and join mainstream Australia, they must do what we say and not as we do. Of course, there are in fact many other ways we could address the problem that exists in Indigenous communities. However, most of these alternatives involve having to include Indigenous Australians in the decision-making process, who would only agree that we must address the causes of the problems as well as the symptoms. This would likely lead to the creation of Indigenous affairs policies that are actually beneficial to Indigenous and Australians, an unsavoury prospect indeed. Kind regards, John Howard, Prime Minister.
Ah, you never know.
Not as funny as his blog.
Not as funny as his blog? As John Howard's blog?
Yeah, John Howard's blog.
Have you read John Howard's blog?
Not the real blog, but
the fake MySpace one?
No. There's a John Howard's blog.
I don't know this one.
It's been running for about 4 years now.
Ah.
And it's quite funny too.
Excellent.
It's written conversational style. So.
Do you know where, can you give some link to that?
But I think it's probably johnhoward.blogspot.com or something like that. I don't know. Look up John Howard's blog, it'll be the first one that comes up.
So there's obviously a lot of fake John Howard fakery going on at the moment.
I think so now, yeah.
But John Howard's just a giant fake himself, really, in many ways.
And won't be in power in about 4 months'
time. Won't be in power in about 4 months' time.
Yeah.
And that was a very thin, I admit, battle for Bennelong. The photo of me outside of the...
Yeah, I was wondering where that...
Yeah, the quality was very small.
You promised it would go up.
I know, the quality actually wasn't very good, so I went back there last week and took a better photo. So that's going to go
up. Which still isn't up.
No, that'll go up because I was going to mention that today. That's going to go up on the
site. So you, like John Howard, are falsifying it.
Yes, totally.
Oh, you
did. I'm always in Eastwood.
I was going to say, we should have met up.
No worries.
How does that work with anything?
Yeah, the coffee.
Well, I spent a lot of time up there looking for houses and stuff.
Yeah,
really? Oh, how's that going?
You enjoy the mall these days? Nice coffee there at Caesars.
Yeah. Right.
Hope you don't mind all the messages. Oh, hold on. Sorry about that.
I have a crush on a girl named Hill, but she's not with me, she's with this guy named Bill. But there's one thing I know, I just can't sit still until I see Hill up on Capitol Hill. Hillary, I think I want you. Your maid or your White House aide.
peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches.
There we go. That was I'll back announce.
Yeah, back announce.
Yeah, that was Hot for Hill by Taryn Southern.
This freaking work.
Yeah, I will. That was Hot for Hill by Taryn Southern. You can find that if you type in Hot, H-O-T-T, she can't spell, for, because she uses text all the time,
Leet.
And Hill, H-O-L-L.
Is that Leet? That's Leet, isn't it?
I think it is. You can check that out. Hot for Hill.
Four and the number four instead of the word four. So that's
no,
Leet.
1337 is Leet.
What?
1337.
Oh, I see what you mean.
No, you dingleberry.
Right. So there we go. You can check that. That was the Hillary song.
Is that Leet?
And,
yeah. Is it the Leet language?
The what?
I just know it as SMS language or text.
What do you mean the Leet language?
I thought you were into computers.
No, no. Don't use them. Don't use them.
What?
They're going to be the downfall of this world. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
This is Welcome Back for us, RRR 88.5 FM. First time I've actually announced that.
That's professional.
I know. That's always good. So I'll do it again. RRR 88.5 FM. Or on the web at www.worldblackforest.org. Now,
or the MySpace.
Or the MySpace, www.myspace.com. It does have the link back.
It doesn't. I spent 10 minutes looking at it the other week going, it's got to be here somewhere.
It's got to
be here.
It's definitely there. It's only there.
Make it bigger.
Okay, I will.
In that's the second time you said that text. Today.
Yes. All right, I'll do that.
Why
not? I'll make it like trail as each letter flashes rainbow.
That's, yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, I'll do
yeah.
that.
No I'm worries. Sure you'll find one of those somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Time, ladies and gentlemen, for peaches.
We know that. We heard the thing. The BBC is about to make a film about Paula Yates' final days.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just the camera just staring at her limp on the floor, really.
You could do what America does to its pathetic, pointless stars.
Right.
Make an episode of Law and Order Criminal Intent about them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did they really?
Which they did with Nicole Smith.
Oh, really?
Mm. And also
a story drawn straight from the pages of the tabloids.
The first
did
one...
they call her... that?
No, they just referred around the edge.
Name.
And this week's one, of course, is based around the nappy astronaut.
And the first one, the first crossover they did was based on the Nicole Brown Simpson one.
There we go, see?
Yeah, years ago.
Unlike the BBC, it's probably going to make a serious documentary, misedit it, and then put it on the web so that everyone has to apologise for it being misedited.
Yes. Well, they may misedit it. Basically, it's going to be about how, at the end of her life, she found out, Peter, that...
She was criminally unhappy and wanted to die?
No, she was the illegitimate child of Hughie Green.
Who's Hughie Green?
Who is an English television star.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, who...
You've informed me, Richard. You've
have I really?
Me. Yes.
Well, my last
round of
complete.
Applause.
My last complete. So that was in the final months of her life.
Yep.
And the drama, the series, not the, series, the show is about that,
yeah.
Right? And Geldof is not particularly happy about that. He reckons it's just tabloid journalism.
Exploitative
tabloid journalism.
He'd know.
And,
yeah, he would.
His,
he uses it all the time.
Exactly.
His media representative.
This wouldn't happen in Australia.
said that he would expect that of Channel 4 or 5. I didn't know there was a 5. That must have come along recently.
Shopping Channel, probably.
But he is amazed that the corporation is prepared to stoop so low.
Oh.
So he Paul basically refused to give any comments or quotes or anything because he said, if I say anything on the record, I will simply be giving these people publicity for their grubby little program.
Ooh. So, but he said all of that on the record.
He said all that on the record. I said, on the record, I'm not saying anything on the record.
In an interview he was paid for by the BBC. No,
but this wouldn't happen in Australia.
No, that's right.
And the show is apparently going to be called Sincerely Yours.
Oh.
The death and death
because,
of Paula Yates.
Hughie Green's catchphrase used to be, I mean that most sincerely, folks. So
it's subtle.
Yeah, that's it.
Subtle.
So who's going to play Michael Hutchence?
He's not in it.
Well, he should be.
Why?
He was there at her last days.
Oh, I know.
Was he?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my memory's fading. What happened?
They were going out. And then then he killed himself.
Now, who was the starlet?
And then 6 months later, she killed her, she topped herself.
Who was the starlet that he was in the hotel room
with? Which means he wasn't there in her last days.
He was in her head, in her memory.
It's about the last...
visions. She was having visions.
It's about the last 2 months of her life. So who's right?
She was having visions.
When I said...
visions.
...that he would not be in it.
Visions.
You're a turd, that's all I can say.
So who was the starlet that Michael Hutchence was caught in his hotel room with when he...
I don't remember, actually.
Wasn't it,
Danny Minogue?
See, it was someone like that. It was one of those stars.
Yeah, it was either Kylie or...
It wasn't Kylie.
It wasn't Kylie. I'm not too sure it was Danny.
It might have been Danny.
It was one of the... I think she then went over to America. She was blonde and to be a star.
I have no idea.
I'm going to look that up.
I can't remember.
I just want to know what the brand of tie was. Right, sorry.
I doubt it. Was it a belt?
Was it a belt, was it? Belt. What was the brand of belt?
Versace.
Wasn't it your good buddy, Colette?
It may have been. I'm not Tony sure. Collette? No, it wasn't Tony Collette.
It was one of the East Street.
I'm going to say Colette Mann for some reason.
Yes, it was Colette Mann. That's right. And Colette Dinigan at the same time.
Oh, nice. And we would actually like to point out that none of that is true.
That's right. We're in fact making
Why
it up.
Why are you giving a disclaimer on that just that?
Because I don't want to get my ass sued by Colette Dinigan.
This show is an hour and a half long. You're giving one disclaimer on like 1 minute of the program.
I'm scared of Colette Dinigan, all right?
Everyone
I have bad
is.
Dreams about her. She scares me. She used to date Richard Wilkins. She's a kid to Richard Wilkins.
Would you like another disclaimer?
Richard Wilkins is also in the news this week.
Yeah.
That he's about to save £1.6 million in death tax.
Yeah.
Basically, he's put all his, well, not all, but a lot of his property management and everything in offshore companies, which, while it saves him tax, the big saving is that he'll save £1.6 million in death tax. Death tax, of course, would be a tax that would have to be paid because he...
died?
Yes, and then, therefore, who would probably have to pay the death tax?
His kids.
Peaches! There you go. So he's basically...
And I did that unscripted.
That's amazing.
That was improvised.
That's the kind of positive mind we're looking for. Yeah,
he cares enough to save Peaches £1.6 million.
Isn't he a nice...
It's nice of him, isn't it?
He'll disappear pretty quickly.
That's not too bad.
Sorry, got a bit of cold.
It's an inheritance tax of 40%, which is quite
hefty.
Quite large, isn't it, really?
So what, his estate's only really worth what? About £3 billion?
No, he's worth quite a lot.
Oh, okay. Because you said 40%.
He owns a big media conglomerate. And
does he?
Does he? I've talked about that, haven't I?
No.
He runs a big media company. He produces television shows.
Oh, the Millionaire, the History of the World in 8 hours. That's one of the shows he's producing, isn't it?
No.
It might have been a while ago. He was like one of the first people who did Big Brother in the UK and all those sorts of stuff. Yeah, he's
really?
Like,
so yeah. Class television.
He owns
a big
Endemol?
Businessman. My God, we've been doing this for about a year now and you guys don't know this?
Excuse me, at what point did you exactly contextualise this?
Probably when I first mentioned it.
Who's he again?
I have no idea. What's he doing talking on our radio show?
Letting
in off the street?
He made all his money. He made all his money in television media and films.
I thought he made all his money out of being a pop star.
Me too.
No, he made nothing out of that. He invested that wisely in media companies, and he's one of the...
And whores, and...
He's one of the most... The usual... He's one of the richest media magnates in the UK.
I didn't know.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Right.
I knew Peaches is a member of the Trash Pussies.
Well, I'm going to come in next week and I'm going to tell you all about all the companies that he owns.
Please do.
We're fascinated. Which puts a strange irony on a lot of the stories.
But that wouldn't happen in Australia.
No. Hillary, I love your dimple.
Now, we're talking a couple of weeks ago how the enemy, the enemy, had a fight with...
Peaches?
Yes, Pete.
Who the enemy?
Free Beaches.
And they were at the festival. What was the big festival?
They were at Glastonbury.
Glastonbury, you would know. You've been there.
Of course, I said it 3.5 minutes before he did, but you waited for him to say it.
Sure, but it's not... It's
who
not,
are you?
It's not fun trying to get you to guess because you know.
All right.
It's funny getting him to guess because he doesn't always know.
Right? So you also show me up to being the pig ignorant scum
I am. That's exactly right. So remember they had a fight. They kicked her out of
the
trailer because she was eating all food. All that sort of stuff. Yeah. And they just said she was a snotty... Sort of snotty little nobody.
Pratt.
Get the fuck out of our trailer, you little snot face.
Yep.
And
we don't like the Trash Pussies anyway.
What?
We don't like the Trash Pussies.
No, we don't, even though they're friends of ours.
They are, they're friends of ours. We defend her honour.
We would defend her honour if she had it. Now, he reckons that this is the guy from Tom Clark.
Yep. For the enemy?
I wonder if he sees Tom on MySpace.
He could be, I don't know.
Tom
a lot of
Clark,
friends, if he is.
Tom Clark of the enemy has now said that he's ended his feud with Peaches.
Yep.
And he said, I'm thinking of taking her out for a fair few pints down my local in Coventry.
Yep.
We'll see what she's made of.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, in the meantime, I'm going to get pissed tonight before catching a plane to Germany. I just hope they let me on the plane.
Nice.
He said.
Safe flying there in Europe.
In a strange sort of Coventry accent.
As long as he carry, as long as he doesn't carry more than 100 mils of liquid in his little plastic bag, he's all good.
His little...
baggy? His baggy? Baggy?
He's baggy there. And that's Peaches. That's Peaches. Hey, wow! I got through it. Wow. That's the first time. That's the first time I've ever got through Peaches.
I know, and we participated too.
I know.
You did participate.
So
tried
well, I didn't.
And we distracted. And we
what do you mean I didn't?
And we distracted you too. We weren't even down like a little tangent.
Yeah,
and came back.
I think the main reason that I got it out this week is it just wasn't funny.
That's fair enough. How much longer we got to go in the show, panel meister? 2 minutes would be the...
We could probably fill for 2 minutes.
We could fill for 2 minutes. I've just got one brief thing. Next week we're going to talk about...
Oh, now you do it. Just now as the outro comes out.
Next week we're going to talk about APEC.
I wonder if they can do quad cheeseburgers.
Probably.
We don't know. We're going to talk next week about the public transport and traffic arrangements that have come out in the latest bulletin about
APEC.
We're
not talking next week.
Oh, we might be.
All
right. Also talk about the UTS giving up 22 students information without a single subpoena.
Yeah.
And hopefully talk to the president of the UTS Students Association. I'm trying to get in contact with them.
There you go.
And also president of the NUS, another group of people we're trying to talk to about this, because the belief of most of the student bodies is that the police are basically just targeting uni students so that they can basically lock them down before APEC.
Yeah, right.
This city is going to suck my peoples. Going to suck.
It's going to suck your peoples.
It's going to suck my peoples. Yes.
All
my peoples.
Your peoples.
I don't want to talk about my peoples. It's very private.
Go and show us your peoples.
It's perfect.
I don't want to see his peoples again.
Oh dear. Anyway,
I left my microscope at home.
Remember, 30 seconds about a song about Rudd or Howard. Just send it to Howard or Rudd at warpbackforest.org. Check out our website.
You can be creative. Just put any old shit together. Yep. We don't care.
That's what we do.
I mean, look what Pete did.
Exactly. That took me all of about a minute and a half. Actually, it took me longer to download the programs to do it than it did to actually do it.
You poor bastard.
Check out our website, warpbackforest.org. Of course, if you're a pod listener, you already know that. But go to our MySpace, myspace.com/warpbackforest. And add yourself and be friends. We'll see you later.
I'll see you
on the other side.
See you. Oh, hang on.
Say something, you coit. Wanker.